Radio Daily. For not Monday, which means, you know, things are already heating up. And, well, they are, because, like, Friday's going to be, like, record-breaking temperatures where we are. So I don't know about you, but, yeah, get ready to melt, everybody. That's a coming. You really can't stop it. Hi there. 16th of July, which means we escaped the Ides of July, because July is one of the 4 months that has an Ides on the 15th, so good for them. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The other Ides are the 13th, every other month. It's not like March, June, July, October, I think. Whatever. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. The folks bringing it to you today, well, the man right there who decides when he comes back from cons, he looks at his mirror and just gives himself that pep talk. It's Podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
The sooner you accept the dull, miserable reality of your existence, the happier you'll be.
Hey, everybody, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
It's starting to smell a little like danger in here. Or heavily fried food.
One of the two. What happened, yo?
Lee DeForest files a patent application for his sound-on-film system.
1926 underwater color photographs are published for the first time in National Geographic magazine. They were taken off the Florida Keys.
Previously, somebody just had to go in with a crayon and scribble on every printed page.
See, back then, that's why it was so important to stay inside the lines.
1945, the U.S. government successfully detonates a plutonium-based nuclear weapon in the first atomic test codenamed Trinity at Los Alamos, New Mexico, less than a month before similar devices will be dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan.
1951, Little Brown and Company published the novel Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. His novel panned the previous day in the New York Times for good reasons. And, you know, Holden Caulfield, please get over it. Go stop it.
1969, Apollo 11 is launched from Cape Kennedy, Florida, on a mission to become the first manned space mission to land on the moon. The Apollo 11 is crewed by Mission Commander Neil A. Armstrong, Lunar Module Pilot Edwin E. Aldrin Jr., and Command Module Pilot Michael Collins. The mission is the fulfillment of President John F. Kennedy's call to reach the moon by the end of the 60s, which he gave during a speech before a joint session of Congress on May 25, 1961. Of course, that memory was recently tarnished with the announcement of the Space Force.
1990, the first Pakistani satellite, Badr A, is launched.
1993, the Circle Mud multi-user dungeon game codebase written by Jeremy Elson is first released. A derivative of Deku Mud, the game is written entirely in the C programming language.
So that means it's, you know, average. 1994, the planet Jupiter is hit by the first of 21 asteroids that are the remaining fragments of the Shoemaker-Levy 9 comet, which had broken up 2 years earlier.
Of course, on each of those asteroids was 21 pilots, and that's where the band took their name. In 1995, the e-commerce site Amazon.com opens for business.
Wonder what happened to them. 98, scientists at the University of Texas Health Science Center in Houston, the Institute for Genomic Research in Rockville, Maryland, announced that they have successfully mapped the 1.1 million base pairs that constitute the genome of the syphilis bacterium. The researchers behind the project hope the breakthrough will lead to a new vaccine.
Ironically, the syphilis vaccine gives you gonorrhea. 1999, Artisan Entertainment releases the independently produced horror film The Blair Witch Project, directed by Daniel Myrick and starring Heather Donahue, Joshua Leonard, and Michael C. Williams.
God, I love that movie. 2004, 20th Century Fox releases I, Robot, directed by Alex Proyas, starring Will Smith, Bridget Moynihan, and Bruce Greenwood. Fantastic film. But again, how many explosions were in the book? None.
Same day, same year, the science fiction television series Stargate Atlantis premieres on the SYFY channel with the episode Rising.
You know what? Yeah, screw Area 51. Let's go storm and get the Stargate. Same day, same year, the action...
Where do you think it's held?
I thought it was up in the mountains. Action film House of the Flying Daggers premieres in China. That thing is trippy as all get out.
2005, the children's fantasy novel Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince by J.K. Rowling is released by Bloomsbury in the UK and by Scholastic in the US.
Should be called Harry Potter Discovers Snogging. Birthdays?
We don't need to hear about your slash fic. And Lynn McCord is 32 years old from Nip/Tuck in 90210.
Corey Feldman is 48 years of age from The Fox and the Hound, Friday the 13th, Part 4, Goonies, Stand By Me, The Lost Boys, The Burbs, and of course, Puppet Master versus Demonic Toys.
I also understand he's a musician. Will Ferrell is 52 years old from SNL, Austin Powers, Dick, Zoolander, not Austin Powers, but another, Zoolander, Jane Silent Bob Strike Back is Marshall, Will, and Holly. Fantastic. Old School, The Other Guys. God, I love that movie.
So good.
And The Lego Movie.
Sherry Stoner is 54. You've heard her in so many things, but for me, she'll always be the voice of Slappy Squirrel.
Phoebe Cates, 56 years old from Gremlins, Drop Dead Fred, in that one scene from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Faye Grant is 62 from The Greatest American Hero, V, January Man, Omen for the Beginning, and State of Grace.
Born this day no longer with us in 1902, Mary Philbin, 1925's Phantom of the Opera.
1907, Orville Redenbacher. Overpriced popcorn, but a cool guy who decided to make bow ties something for curly-haired people.
1915, Bernard Hughes. Oh God, Mr. Merlin, Tron, Lost Boys, Doc Hollywood. He is definitely missed, was a hell of a character actor.
And couldn't stomach all them damn vampires.
On CBS, we've got a new Love Island, and Hardwick is recruited by Danny and Lexi to listen in on Farouk's underworld contacts so they can capture him before he slinks away once again on a new Blood and Treasure, and CBS's special Man on the Moon.
ABC, The Lion King. Can you feel the love tonight with Robin Roberts? Maybe. Modern Family, The Goldbergs, Modern Family and Blackish. Those are reruns.
NBC has Judge Cuts 1. Ooh, Supreme Court's getting gnarly. Oh, no, that's America's Got Talent. And Bring the Funny.
I figured Judge Mathis couldn't take it anymore. Fox has reruns of Spin the Wheel and 911.
Man, look, Ruth Bader Ginsburg come at you like a spider monkey. CW has a new Pandora, Russell Seeks Justice, and Gabriel must make a difficult decision on a new The 100.
Freeform, Callie attends a networking mixer that causes her to confront perceptions about herself on a new Good Trouble.
FX, what would Candy do? Well, find out on a new Pose.
FXX, The Simpsons, you got the Real Housewives of Fat Tony, the changing of the Guardian, and the Cat in the Hat.
FXM has Bad Moms.
IFC is showing Do-Do-Do-Do-Do Terminator.
Do-Do-Do-Do-Do. BBC America is showing Do-Do-Do-Do-Do Star Trek Generations.
Paramount Network, Art of War on a new Ink Master.
They just fight each other with the needle. That'd be kind of rad. Siffy has Volcano.
Turner Classic Movies has Destination Moon. I wonder why they picked today for that.
TBS has a new The Detour.
But we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a woman faces danger in her life when she reconnects with a former high school friend who becomes a police officer but continues to be affected for being bullied as a high school student, which leaves her determined to seek revenge. Caitlin Black, Ashley Gallegos, and John Prescott star in Hometown Killer.
The wonderful Billy Flynn takes a look at what happens when Salem's favorite couple takes off. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Chad, who I think's last name is Brown, meets Gabby, who has a reputation for being loose, and asks her to his house to do some homework. He makes an unsuccessful pass at her, but decides to tell Stefan that something happened anyway. After getting to know her better, Chad not only regrets his lie, but realizes how wrong the stories are really about her. But you know, once people start talking, it's like an outbreak. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
No blasted lettuce today!
Well, no, there isn't, because now everyone's trying to figure out if now I'm talking about some kind of weird cartoon from the early 80s that everybody's forgotten. Maybe, maybe not. But if you've got a great guess or just want to tell us about your life and what you did at Congregate, why not drop a line to podcast@geekradiodaily.com? We'd be more than happy to discuss it, and you can tell all those stories about podcasting's Rich Siegfried. He doesn't want the world to know.
I won the best butt at the party.
Yeah, America's butt. Nice.
Really did, actually.
That's fantastic. Tell us about your butt simply by dialing the number of
510-GRD-CROW.
And my title is Podcasting's Butt. Thank you very much.
I don't often say that because of the number of problems I've had with the touchscreen.
Hi, kids. I'm an astronaut. And when I'm not performing highly technical maneuvers on a space shuttle, I like to listen to the Accidental Survivor Podcast, the modern gaming podcast.
That's right, kids. 9 out of 10 astronauts surveyed preferred Accidental Survivors to Tang, except that it was mixed with vodka. You can find us at accidentalsurvivors.libsyn.com. Accidental Survivors. You don't need to be drunk to enjoy it, but it sure helps.
Hi, this is Julie Caitlin Brown of Babylon 5, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Ooh, are they keeping the Babylon 5 somewhere? Can we go storm that? That'd be cool.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Nah, it's a dirty lie. What's out today so you can still live your lie?
I think the Babylon 5 is actually, if you just scratch the surface of the DS9, you'll see it right underneath there. On television, we've got Titans, Season 1.
F Batman, classic TV on DVD, 8 is Enough, Season 1.
I love that. We've also got Garfield and Friends, Season 1.
Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson, Season 5.
Luther, the complete series. Get all your Idris Elba that you can.
Criminal Minds, the 14th season, which probably shouldn't be in classic TV, but I was tired.
Wait, wasn't that like 17 years ago that Maybe. That season came
sure,
out?
Sure, why not?
And we've also got Luther, the complete series, because I apparently was also tired and didn't realize Billy had already added that to the list.
In our documentary section, Trump versus Justice, the Mueller investigation. Well, take that to your family get-togethers, won't you?
Whoa, no spoilers. Also, Scary Stories. Now, this is the documentary about the classic Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark book series. I cannot wait to see that.
Right. Must be anime based on title alone. Fuka! The complete series.
Whoa! Language, man. It's a kid show. Oh, well, that's the name of the anime. Sorry. Yeah, we've also got Boruto. Naruto.
Hey,
Next
language.
Generation.
Language. Probably a sci-fi original quality. We've got Alien Exorcism.
We also have Bong of the Living Dead.
Bong. Avengers of Justice, Farce Wars.
And Frankenthug.
God, from our re-release department, the Criterion edition of Clute.
Is that like a Swedish version of Clue?
No, that's where Jane Fonda is a prostitute and Donald Sutherland visits her a bit.
Oh, it's my favorite workout video. We've also got Attack of the Robots from 1966.
We have Murder Rock from 84, the spinoff of Cop Rock.
It's where they focused on the detectives.
Exactly.
Just on the homicide section. Also from our could-be porn category, we've got Voyeur, Aurora and Meredith. It's not porn, but it's porn.
Spoilers from our movies department, Unmarked.
We also have Choices.
Continuing our one-word titles, Relaxer. Which is also what you do after the shampoo.
We also have Bad Chickens.
Oh, God. And Shazam! But if anything, we're getting the story of an unexplained zombie plague that breaks out, causing the most recently deceased to continue walking the earth. Despite being undead, they retain all of their senses and wits, including the ability to speak and think rationally. Only way to kill a zombie is to completely destroy the brain with a shotgun or explosives. An international crisis develops. The world breaks up into several camps, including an anti-zombie militants and zombie sympathizers. In a world where dead lives matter, Kevin T. Collins, Gina Ramsden star in Last Rites of the Dead.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Doug Liman is comfy with making sci-fi flavored action flicks, you know, super-powered characters of sorts, what with Jumper and Edge of Tomorrow.
Wait, that's a soap opera.
That's why they changed the name on home video. Now he's getting to do a proper superhero story. He'll be directing episodes of Crazy Talented, an upcoming superhero series on Quibi.
Oh, Quibi Down Under is getting rebooted?
Crazy nice. Talented is based on a short story written by Stephen Gould, whose novel Jumper served as the basis for Liman's 2008 flick of the same name. Alpha's writer Michael Carnall will pin the series and Liman will produce it through his 30 Ninjas banner. Julie Tatlock and Jed Weintraub will produce the show.
I wish you could step back from that ledge, my friend.
The world's most powerful superheroes are trying to stop the world's most devastating threat. Alien weapons falling into the wrong hands and obliterating life as we know it. That's the description. At least that's what they've been told. From crazy talented patients on a psych ward are convinced by a charismatic leader that their defects are actually extraordinary talents. He's out of his mind, but just because it's crazy doesn't mean it isn't true.
Perfect fit for a place that breaks up a series into 5-minute chunks.
Right? Liman, who also previously attached to direct DC's Dark Universe film and Gambit for 20th Century Fox, of course, means that there's an 80% chance that this is the last time you'll ever hear us talk about this project at all.
Oh, wait, we have an update. It's already been canceled.
Oh, damn it, Fox.
The Stranger Things of comics is heading to Amazon.
The Gravity Falls comic is getting an adaptation?
Amazon Studios has struck a deal to adapt Brian K. Vaughan and Cliff Chiang's Image comic Paper Dolls as a live-action series.
Oh, yeah. Even the dinosaur?
Well, Toy Story 4, co-writer Stephanie Folsom, who has experience with dinosaurs, will be the showrunner and primary writer of Paper Girls. The series is being produced by Plan B and Legendary TV, which recently signed Vaughn to a development deal. Vaughn and Chiang debuted the comic in 2016, and it quickly won a fan following and critical acclaim. Paper Girls follows the story of four teenage girls, Erin McKenzie, KJ, and Tiffany. Let me do that with proper emphasis. Erin, McKenzie, KJ, and Tiffany. While delivering newspapers in 1988, the girls find themselves thrust into a war between time-traveling factions. Along the way, the girls also discover that their respective futures hold. The series is set to end later this month with Paper Girls number 30. No production date is set yet, but we can't wait because kids just trying to make a living are always the good guys.
Speaking of Stranger Things.
Hey, look, that's me. I have trouble reading, but I'm unique.
Stranger Things season 3 has left some fans in the dark since...
Spoilers.
Police Chief Jim Hopper, played by David Harbour, was seemingly killed in the season finale. However, Stranger Things fans recently decoded a secret phone message via Harbour's Instagram account, and it might be telling another story.
Fake. There is no Instagram in the 1980s.
Okay, fine. Spoilers ahead if you want to skip that one, even though you missed the other one. During the season finale, Hopper sacrificed himself to seal the gate between the real world and the Upside Down. His death was questioned, though, during a post-credit scene which was set in Russia and revealed an imprisoned American was residing in a jail cell there. Some fans think this imprisoned American could be Hopper and that he didn't really die at the end of Stranger Things Season 3.
He could have jumped into the portal while it was open. He's got experience in the Upside Down.
True fact. Even more puzzling is the activity on his Instagram account. Since the Stranger Things Season 3 premiere on July 4th, he kept changing his Instagram profile picture with a series of numbers. And when you put those numbers together, it was a phone number. 618-625-8313. And if you called that, you listened to a message from Maury Bowman, a private investigator in the series portrayed by Brett Graham. Hi, you've reached the residence of Murray Bowman, the message said. Mom, if this is you, please hang up and call me between the hours of 5 and 6 p.m. as previously discussed, okay? If this is Joyce, Joyce, thank you for calling. I've been trying to reach you. I have an update. It's about, well, it's probably best if we spoke in person. It's not good or bad, but it's something.
Maybe it's Barbara.
God, I wish. Could Bauman really have an important message for Joyce Byers, who is very close to Hopper? And if so, could Hopper still be alive? And most importantly, is the new Coke float the best thing at Scoops Ahoy? Season 4 has the answers.
The U.S. Army will start testing robotic combat vehicles next year.
Do you want maximum overdrive? Because this is how you get maximum overdrive.
Beginning in March 2020, soldiers in modified Bradley fighting vehicles will fire at targets using a platoon of remote-controlled androids. Not the phones. The month-long operational test at Fort Carlson, Colorado, aims to collect input on where to go next with autonomous vehicles.
Well, you send them to the store after you place your order online, and they put your order in the car, and you could just stay naked at home the whole time.
The upgraded Bradleys, called Mission Enabler... Enabler, see, that's how they're doing. We're enabling the damn robot. Mission Enabler Technologies Demonstrators, or METDs...
METDs nuts.
You know that's what's going to be said whenever they shoot somebody. All right. Boast a remote turret for the 25mm main gun, 360-degree situational awareness cameras, and enhanced crew stations with touchscreens. Initial testing will include two METDs and four robotic command vehicles, RCVs, with M113 surrogate platforms. Each vehicle will have a driver and a gunner, as well as four soldiers in its rear to conduct platoon-level maneuvers. One particular goal of this program is to discover how to penetrate an adversary's anti-access area denial, or A2AD, weapon system, a device or strategy used to prevent enemies from entering an area of land, sea, or air. Specifically, how to do it without putting soldiers in danger.
Oh, don't.
Okay, put so we'll car. Give them a little credit for that.
Okay, yeah, don't put them in the car. Cool.
Don't put them in the car and get a bunch of Johnny Fives to pilot these things. Phase 2 of testing will occur in 2021 with 6 METDs and the same 4 M113 surrogates plus 4 light and 4 medium surrogate robotic combat vehicles. The third and final phase is slated for 2023 with a slightly different lineup.
Well, they say that, but Phase 4 is going to feature them joining forces into a giant mech.
Oh, it'd be so dope. The autonomous vehicles will eventually have third-generation forward-looking infrared kits, as opposed to the backwards ones now, with a target range of at least 14 kilometers. That's more than 8 miles for us Americans. When asked if you could use this tech to make it seem like the GTA ghost cars have come to life, the quartermaster said, "Oh, do grow up."
The most complete skull of a duck-billed dinosaur discovered in Big Bend National Park turns out to be a new genus and species.
They found Bigoth Burkith.
Aquilahinus palamentius, named for its beak nose and wide lower jaw. The dentary of this thing I just said shows an unusual upturned end of the mandible. This new animal is one of the more primitive
Hydrosaurids known and can therefore help us to understand how and why the ornamentation of their head evolved, as well as where the group initially evolved and migrated from, according to lead study author Albert Pietro Marquez from the Institut Catalanes, something I can't say, near Barcelona. Its existence adds another piece of evidence to the growing hypothesis still up in the air that the group began in the southeastern area of the United States.
Oh man, I can't wait for the cartoon.
Rabbit season!
Equilarius palaminitis season.
Look, doing Bugs Bunny saying that word's hard.
It is. Herbivorous duck-billed dinosaurs, also known as hydrosaurids, as we just mentioned, all had similar-looking snouts. The front of the jaws met in a U-shape to support a cup beak used for cropping plants. Some beaks were broader than others, but there was no evidence of a significantly different shape and therefore different feeding style until this new one came along. Unlike its later counterparts, the primordial creature's lower jaws met in a peculiar W shape, creating a wide, flattened scoop useful for shoveling through loose, wet sediment and scooping loosely rooted aquatic plants. The outsider doesn't fit with the preeminent Saurolophidae group of duck-billed dinos, though both sported bony cranial crests of varying shapes and sizes. This discovery supports the hypothesis that all crests derive from a common ancestor with a simple, humped nose. Of course, it could be that they're just aliens that fell through a portal and found themselves in a world they did not make. Or at bare minimum shows that ducks have been discoing far longer than anyone ever realized. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial. They had big platform shoes and wide bell bottoms. You could put homeless people could sleep in their pants. It's just that crazy. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial. Blah, 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 blah. There's a bell. You know what I said. It's the same thing every time. I should just record that. It's nonsensical. But then I couldn't tell you other things like, hey, do you know where Chad and Abby are? Because we got a prize to give away because this month we're here for most of it. And a good chunk of next month. We'll talk all about crazy things. Drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, send us your voicemail, too.
510-GRD-CREW.
And we'll catch you at a different time than this one.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done.
Good night, suckers!
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye, then.
Skippy, what's the name of that group playing on stage?
Who?
The name of the group.
Who?
The group on stage.
Who?
The group playing on stage.
Who?
You're starting to sound like an owl, Skippy.
Who is on stage?
That's what I'm asking you. Who is on stage?
That's what I said.
You said who?
I sure did.
Wait, let's start over. Is there a band on stage?
Yes.
Does that band have a name?
Yes.
Do you know the name of that band?
Yes.
Then tell me the name of the band on stage.
Who?
The band on stage.
Who?
The band playing on stage.
Who?
That's what I want to know.
I'm telling you.
Who is on stage?
Yes.
Who is?
Yes.
So the name of the band is Yes.
No, Aunt Sloppy. Yes is not even at this concert.
Then who is on stage?
Yes.
Who is?
Yes.
That's what I just said. Yes is on stage.
No, Yes is not here. Who is on stage?
You tell me.
Who?
The name of the group on stage.
Who?
The name of the group.
Who?
The group on stage.
Who?
The band.
No, the band's performing later. Right now, we're listening to who?
That's what I want to know.